This is Mark Steiner, and today is May the 18th, and welcome to this day in history.
We are rising out of the darkness of slavery into the light of freedom. Here my race has been afforded opportunity to advance from a people 80% illiterate to a people 80% literate, from abject poverty to the ownership and operation of 1 million farms and 750,000 homes.
That was the First Lady of the Struggle, Mary McLeod Bethune, who passed away on this day in 1955. We heard a piece from her speech, What Does American Democracy Mean to Me?, at America's Town Meeting of the Air in New York City in 1939. During the New Deal, she was a prominent educator and a fighter for civil rights. She was the child of two former slaves, went on to become an advisor to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt in what he called his Black Kitchen Cabinet, informing him of the concerns of black Americans. She started a private school called the Cookman College that became later, of course, Bethune-Cookman in Daytona Beach, and focused on the education of young African Americans. And we always remember her, but today, on this day, we remember Mary McLeod Bethune. And today in 1860, on a platform that had nothing to do with ending slavery, Abraham Lincoln became the presidential nominee for the Republican Party. It was on this day that the infamous Plessy v. Ferguson decision was handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1896 that held that racial segregation was legal. Separate but equal, it was called. Justice Harlan from Kentucky was the lone dissenter. One of the majorities was Justin Edward Douglas White of Louisiana, where the case originated, where Homer Plessy, after purchasing a first-class ticket, refused to move from an all-white train and was arrested. In his home state of Louisiana, Justice Douglas was a member of the New Orleans Pickwick Club that pursued white control of the state and was also part of the paramilitary white supremacist group Crescent City White League. Plessy v. Ferguson was the law of the land until overturned by Brown v. Board of Education in 1954. And 45 people were killed by bombs today in 1927, planted by a disgruntled school board member in Michigan who was upset over heavy property taxes. Andrew Kiko wired the building with dynamite. The result left 45 people dead, 38 of whom were children. The Bath school disaster was the deadliest school massacre in the history of the United States. Now, as you push to get on, get off, and pick your floor on an elevator today, tomorrow, whenever, pay homage to the barber, Alexander Miles, who received the patent for the automatic opening and closing of elevators on this day in 1838. He moved from Ohio to Seattle, where he became known as the wealthiest colored man in the Northwest. The gruesome death of Tupac Amaru II happened today on this day in Peru in 1781. 200 years before this, his ancestor, Tupac Amaru, waged the last Inca war against the Spaniards. He was of Mestizo, mixed heritage, married to a woman of indigenous and African descent, and led a rebellion against Spain to free the yoke of tyranny of native people and free people of African descent from slavery. It was on this day, after his defeat, after being forced to watch the execution of his wife, son, and uncle, that Tupac Amaru II had his tongue cut out, his body pulled apart by four horses, and then beheaded in the same place his ancestor, Tupac Amaru, was also beheaded. However horrible that day, his forces never backed down, and that moment is credited with inspiring indigenous and anti-colonial movements throughout the Andes. And here's a song for your May the 18th. It's the birthday of Hall of Fame gospel singer Walter Hawkins, born today in 1949 in Oakland, California. He started the Edwin Hawkins Singers with his brothers and sisters and produced the first big gospel crossover, Oh Happy Day. He went on to be inducted in the Gospel Music Association Hall of Fame, and we now hear Walter Hawkins singing, I'm Gone Away. To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. I'm gone.